From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Bush administration has put on hold a program to destroy 100 tons of plutonium in the U.S. and Russia, material that could be used to make nuclear weapons. The plan was developed by the Clinton administration, and it took years to win Russia's agreement. But a lack of funds and the Bush administration's interest in a new generation of nuclear reactors has put the program in jeopardy. NPR's Mike Schuster explains.
For a decade, the United States has helped Russia make sure its 130 tons of bomb-making plutonium was kept in secure facilities out of the reach of criminals and terrorists. In the mid-90s, U.S. and Russian officials sat down to discuss how they could get rid of some of it, not just store it safely, but destroy it so it could never be used to make bombs. A year ago, Washington and Moscow signed an agreement to do just that, with 50 tons of plutonium in the United States and 50 tons in Russia. That's enough for 20,000 nuclear weapons, about 40% of the combined nuclear arsenals of both nations. In the United States, some of the plutonium would be mixed with nuclear waste and immobilized. Some of it would be burned in nuclear reactors. All of Russia's 50 tons would be burned. The cost of the U.S. side of the deal is $6 billion, plus the U.S. pledged to finance $2 billion for the Russian effort. Now, as a result of a review carried out by the White House, the program is on hold. Add to that proposed cutbacks in U.S. funds for beefing up nuclear security in Russia, and there are now big questions about the future of these programs, says Matthew Bunn, an expert on nuclear issues at Harvard University.
The Bush administration, to my view, is really failing to exert any leadership across the whole spectrum of dealing with the urgent threats to U.S. national security posed by these massive stockpiles of insecure bomb material in Russia. The Republicans, for years, criticized the Clinton administration, correctly in my judgment, for not exerting enough leadership in dealing with those urgent matters of U.S. national security, but now that they're in office, are doing even less.
When President Bush took office in January, the White House announced it would undertake a review of the numerous programs the U.S. has funded to make Russia's nuclear materials more secure. The review led to a fundamental questioning of the plutonium program in the National Security Council. The NSC believes the dual approach on the U.S. side, immobilizing some, burning the rest, is too expensive. In addition, there is some interest in the study of new reactor technology that might burn the plutonium more efficiently. The Department of Energy is divided, says Matthew Bunn.
Those in charge of developing new reactor types would obviously like to be able to dip into this pool of money to help develop new reactor types. Those in charge of getting rid of weapons plutonium, on the other hand, believe that it would be much cheaper and more sensible to stay with a plan more or less similar to that developed in the Clinton administration.
Burning plutonium in nuclear reactors doesn't really destroy it. What it does is mix it with highly radioactive nuclear waste, making it impossible for anyone to divert it and put it into bombs. The Clinton administration accepted this method of treatment based on a standard developed by the National Academy of Sciences. That was 7 years ago. Ernest Moniz, Undersecretary of Energy in the Clinton administration, says further delay is unwise.
We certainly agree that there are a number of concepts that would be more efficient, but they are, frankly, 20 years away. We certainly felt strongly, and I feel strongly today, that we cannot just wait for 20 years before starting down this path of honestly working back the excessive buildup of nuclear weapons material.
If the program in Russia is delayed or abandoned, that 50 tons of plutonium will have to be kept under very careful lock and key. Only about a third of Russia's bomb-making materials is now secure, according to American standards. A new state-of-the-art facility for storage, financed by the United States, is expected to open next year at Mayak in the Ural Mountains. The plutonium can be kept there, but it will take time, says Leonard Spector of the Monterey Institute's Center for Nonproliferation Studies.
It loads about 8 tons a year, so I think there's about 5 years of loading. So it doesn't happen all at once because it's very hard to manage these materials. But in coming years, we'll be seeing a great increase in security.
The Bush administration's review has also affected European support for the financing that Russia needs. The Europeans had begun to chip in, although not enough to make the deal firm yet. Leonard Spector says now that's in doubt.
One of the critical factors was getting financial contributions from our European and Japanese allies. And they're coming on board, but we would have had this, we think, resolved this summer. And instead, because we really couldn't approach them with a clear view of what we wanted to do, We were not able to come up with a clear financial commitment on their side.
In 1994, the National Academy of Sciences concluded that the excess plutonium in Russia was a clear and present danger to the national security of the United States. It took the Clinton administration 6 years to come up with an agreement with Russia to get rid of it. Now it seems the Bush administration may extend that uncertainty even further into the future. Mike Schuster, NPR News.